mounting pile of photos from Olympics past, up to England's bid, and the new site construction.
There may be trouble ahead.
Characters in London. A man riding a bike, men and women talking on their phones outside and in the office.
Let's face the music and dance.
The new Olympic Stadium. BBC 2012. The cyclist, wearing a yellow high-vis jacket, dismounts and answers his mobile.
Sarah, hi. Yeah, no, that's fine, put him on. Hi, how are you?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure, so wait, this Hoy guy, the guy with the huge legs, yeah?
But they're going on about peak flow, double greening, OK? But, yeah, I know. You're not solving the problem, are you? You're just moving it around.
That absolutely is. Well, I mean, obviously, this is... No, I'm fine. No, look, this is an area that was flagged from the outset.
The thing is, she's terrific in the water, but out of the water, she's got this nose thing going on.
Absolutely. Yep. No, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
Inside a large modern skyscraper.
Monday morning at the Olympic Deliverance Commission in London.
Morning, Sally.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good weekend?
Yeah, not bad. Thank you, not bad.
Do anything interesting?
No, not really.
Right.
I went to the gym on Friday and then I thought about going out on Saturday night, but in the end I didn't.
Fair enough.
This is the London 2012 engine room. Whilst others up on deck may be in the public eye, these are the men and women whose responsibility it is to deliver London's Olympic Games on time and on budget. Before joining the Olympic Deliverance Commission as head of deliverance, Ian Fletcher had spells with British Nuclear Fuels before progressing through the National Disasters Executive to his most recent job as director of the Urban Regeneration Agency, in which role he was largely responsible for Manchester.
Oh, thanks, Sally. Brilliant.
Not a problem. So, Kay Hope just called, so she's currently stuck in traffic.
Yes, obviously.
And Seb's office called.
Yes, I know, I spoke to him.
Also, your wife phoned.
Yes, I know.
She said...
Yes, I'm doing it, thanks.
Do you want the plasters this morning?
Oh, no.
Are you sure?
Fine. Yes, no, let me get to them.
Would you like a cinnamon Danish?
Oh, now, Sally.
Well, it's not a problem. I'm just going back down anyway.
What are you trying to do to me?
Well, you know, live dangerously.
You know me too well.
Not a problem.
A meeting room.
Right, well, I know Kay is delayed, but I think we should just make a start. So, if I can just gently remind everyone, phone set to off, please. Okay, so just one preliminary before we...
Oh, sorry, guys, I've got to get this. Sorry. Okay, hi,
Fran. Ian is joined for this Monday morning's deliverance review group by Head of Contracts Nick Jowett and Head of Infrastructure Graham Hitchens, as well as by Head of Brand Siobhan Sharp from PR company Perfect Curve.
Matthew Pinson, I don't even know who that is. Fran, I've got to go. Okay. Okay, bye. Sorry,
guys. So, yes, just one preliminary before we get onto the main business. Graham, I had a call from upstairs this morning.
All right, yeah.
I presume you've seen the Analogicus report.
What? Oh, yeah, I've seen it. I've seen that, yeah.
I mean, I know there's nothing in there that we don't already know, but the fact that it's now out there in the public domain...
Yeah, well, that's all fine. Suddenly everyone's talking about traffic light phasing like it's some kind of sliced bread, OK? It's not a surgical bullet.
Right, it's a surgical bullet or bread.
Basically, what it is...
Over the weekend, a report has been published which cites traffic chaos as the most likely impediment to the smooth running of the 2012 Games.
It's traffic light phasing, it's not like playing with colours, right? It's like doing open-heart bypass surgery, only with a patient actually alive.
OK, basically, I'd like to be in a position to get a concrete statement about our plans in that area out there by Friday.
Yeah, OK.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah, that's what... This Friday.
Yes, is that going to be OK?
Yes, fine.
Good, OK. Which brings us on to... thanks for that, Sally.
Hellfire. Good luck with that.
Right, OK. Well, the main item this week is obviously Friday.
It's a big week for Ian and his team. On Friday, they will finally break through the 1,000 days to go hurdle.
I think what I want to say at this stage is that 1,000 days isn't just a number.
No, what we're looking at here, guys, is a total game changer.
Right, yes. It's a chance for us to make a big, confident public statement about who we are, where we've got to, but also where we're going.
Yeah, cool.
So, Siobhan, in terms of practicalities of the day itself...
Okay, thanks for that, Ian. Okay, guys, here's where we ramp up the public interest in 2012 and we take it to the next level. Okay? Good. And how we do that is we break open the Google juice, we go viral, and we launch 2012 2.0.
Right, okay.
Next.
Got a question.
I'm kind of going to be coming to questions later, Nick.
Yeah, well, I've come to one now.
Okay, cool.
What are you talking about?
Okay, fine. Effective as of Friday morning, we're going to be relaunching the 2012 website.
Thank you. Yeah, she's a bright girl, Siobhan. She's got a lot of ability. And okay, she's got a big job in some fancy advertising agency, and that's great, but I'm sorry. You know, if you're going at 90 miles an hour all the time, you're going to end up killing someone. Don't care who you are.
As head of contracts for London 2012, Nick Jowett knows a thing or two.
Half the people you work with at a senior level are women. Over half. Which is great. I mean, you can't have enough women, can you? But I know a lot of guys that are actually frightened by them. They find them intimidating, but I'm sorry, I'm from Yorkshire. I'm not having it.
What the hell is this?
Bloody big clock.
Sure.
Unless that guy's, like, tiny.
The clock is huge.
OK, that was like a joke, yeah?
The guy standing next to it is Anthony Preston, the guy who created it.
All right, yeah.
Anthony who?
So the clock's counting down to 2012.
It's counting backwards.
Sure, totally. We install it this week, we make a big noise, we get Seb to wind it up and set it going Friday.
OK.
And then we stream the whole thing live on the website.
Fine. Well, and that would be the time to get Seb to say anything we need him to say about how fantastic the traffic's going to be games time.
Yeah.
Graham.
What? Well, yeah, fine, that's fine.
Good, OK, fine. Well, thanks for that, Siobhan. Yeah.
Guys, this is a slam dunk.
Hi.
Kay, hi.
Sorry, Ian, sorry, everybody.
Welcome.
Bloody traffic, it's diabolical.
Yes, well, you're here now.
Right, so, have I missed anything important?
Well,
let's be honest, you've missed the meeting, though, basically.
An artist's studio.
Hi, Anthony.
Yeah.
That's terrific to meet you.
It's Tuesday, and Siobhan has come to Shoreditch in East London to meet artist Anthony Preston.
I wanted it to be dead simple from the outset, you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah, simple's good.
Didn't want any bollocks.
Sure, that's a great idea.
His specially commissioned 1000-day 2012 clock is something of a departure for an artist who's probably been best known up to now for gaining a reputation.
So, I'm noticing you've got a bit of a green vibe going on here.
Yeah, so?
So I'm thinking, how did he get to that?
It's green because it's green.
Okay, that's cool.
Cool?
Sure, that's like...
He's trying to be cool. Because I'm fucking not, I'll tell you that now.
Okay, that's totally cool.
It's a wind-up clock, for Christ's sake. It doesn't use any energy.
Oh, okay, so it's green.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's terrific. So your idea with this is that ordinary people will just wind it up and keep it going?
If you say so.
Okay, I love this. Okay, so as of now, it's set for 5 o'clock, July 27th, 2012.
Yeah, well, that'll be digital. It's not finished yet.
Oh, right, so that's like the start of the opening ceremony for the games. Okay, it's terrific. Okay. And once it's installed, it'll go backwards 1,000 days from... No, wait, it'll go forwards.
No, it won't go forwards.
No, sure. No, absolutely. So when it starts, it's just basically counting down.
It's not fucking complicated.
No, absolutely. Here's the thing. So it's basically counting backwards.
It'll count back to the beginning of time if people go on winding it up.
Sure. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Sure. Now.
Sure. It's totally sensational.
Ian arrives at work again and folds up his push bike.
Well, I know I didn't, but I mean, really. Yeah, no, wait a minute. I thought you said there was a shower. Yeah, well, a shower over the bath is still a shower. I mean, ow, fuck!
8:30 on Wednesday morning, and Ian is already under pressure.
Look, the thing is, I'm not going to have a lot of time today to look at hotels.
It's recently become increasingly clear to him that he's going to have a weekend away with his wife in Barcelona.
I mean, how much time are you going to be spending in the bathroom?
It is difficult with a job like this. It is all-consuming, I realise that. And sometimes there isn't as much time as there perhaps should be for, you know, other areas of your life. So this idea of a weekend away, it does make a lot of sense. And in the end, there's no way of getting around that.
And are you looking forward to it?
Well, it's subsequently been rebranded as a romantic mini-break, right, which is obviously a lot more complicated.
Yes.
Morning, Sally.
Oh, hi, morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, not bad, thank you.
Good.
So, Boris's office is called.
Oh, yes, what do they want?
Basically, he's wondering why he hasn't been involved in the 1,000-day day thing on Friday.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, I mean, I told them we've already got Seb doing it, but that seemed to make it worse somehow.
I thought we might have escaped for one. Seb will go nuts.
And also, your wife rang?
Yes, I know, thanks.
Sure.
How's it going?
Yeah, so far, so good.
Good.
Graham Hitchens is monitoring a trial of some new upgraded traffic light phasing software designed to improve traffic flows across London in time for 2012.
It's like flying an aeroplane. You get this right, no one's going to notice. You get it wrong...
Everyone notices.
Yeah, well, first they notice, yeah, and then they die.
Right, so how do we make sure that, they don't die?
Well, first you test it, OK? And then you test it again. And when you've done that, you test it again.
Right.
All right? And then once you've finished all of that, you test it again.
Right, so basically a lot of testing then, basically.
Yeah, I mean, what you're doing, OK, is you're gradually designing failure out of the system.
Right, so after you've done all the testing, the aircraft just simply, it can't crash.
Yeah, or, I mean, if it does crash after all of that, I mean, to be honest, you really are seriously fucked.
So we're still good for having something positive to give Seb on Friday?
Yeah, no worries. This Friday?
Yes.
Yes, fine.
Hi. No, that's fine. Put him through. Hello, good morning. How are you?
As on most mornings, good. Ian has had a call from Boris Johnson's office.
And per ardua ad astra, yes.
Exactly, yes. Yes.
No, absolutely. I got the message earlier. That's terrific news.
He's called to point out that he's free to take part in Friday's Thousand Day.
Fantastic for us. Yes, no, brilliant. Absolutely. No, absolutely.
A community centre.
It's actually a very flexible space, easily convertible for use into a sort of multi-ethnic indoor skateboarding experience, for instance.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Head of Sustainability Kay Hope has come to St Mary's Youth Group in Stoke Newington to meet group leader Shaquille Johnson.
We've already got a skateboarding park, like in the park.
Right.
Now, if you're talking about a pitch, like a five-a-side pitch, AstroTurf, you know what I'm saying? Then maybe we could do something else.
Well, I mean, there is going to be the hockey arena, but that's already going to become part of Urban Duck World after the games.
Oh, God, you're killing me.
It's part of our ongoing mission to find a sustainable use for the Taekwondo arena post-2012.
Look, it's going to take us a couple hours just to get over there.
Right.
And by the time we've done that, we're not really going to have time for any other shit,
right.
You know? So basically, it's like, thank you, and actually kind of like you.
Right.
But this is some mad shit, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course, yes, but you will think about it, though.
Just done that. Like, that's what I've just done?
Yes.
Bruce Forsyth, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, Stephen Hawking, Joanna Lumley, Stephen Fry, obviously. Either Prince Harry or Prince William or Trini or Susanna. We're still looking at the ideal combination with those guys.
Back at the Olympic Deliverance Commission, head of brand Siobhan Sharp has arrived with a list of potential Olympic torchbearers, which her team of young creatives at Perfect Curve have thrown out.
Sir Trevor MacDonald, obviously. Lord Alan Sugar, if he'd do it. Got Kwan.
Hang on a minute. Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah, we love Bruce.
Well, yes, but this is...
Yep, Dadson.
You're not serious. I mean, we're saying these are our national heroes.
You're getting a go-to list.
Gok Wan.
With Sebastian Coe keen to include an announcement about torchbearers as part of Thousand Day, the pressure is on. But deciding on a list of names that adequately reflects what Britain is today is no easy task.
Someone with a bit more gravitas. I don't know, Michael Palin or...
Well, yeah, he's actually dead.
No, he's not. Michael Palin is not dead.
Until they may, he's not. He's from Sheffield.
Sorry, Ian.
Hi, Kay. Hi, come on in.
Had to go to Stoke Newington.
Yes, of course.
The traffic's absolutely...
Yes, right, well, yeah.
Luckily, Graham's on top of all that, aren't you, Graham?
Basically, the worse it gets, the more we're learning about why that is, right?
As the meeting continues, Ian is keen to steer the level of conversation upwards.
What about J.K. Rowling?
OK.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's a bit more...
We've kind of got Joanna Lumley, so I sort of covered there.
Okay, right. Carol Ann Duffy.
Ah, now, right.
Yeah, I know we did talk about Duffy.
Yeah, no. She's cool.
No, he's talking about Carol Ann Duffy.
Yeah, she looked great with the torch.
Want Carol as well?
No.
Carol's her mum, right?
Carol Ann Duffy is the poet laureate.
Thank you, Ian.
Yeah, okay, anyway.
Who's that guy with the hair and glasses?
This is ridiculous.
It will come to me in a minute. Come back to me.
All we are after here are some national figures who've earned respect because of who they are as people. Basically, people who make you feel proud to be British. That's all. So, come on, surely.
They all sit and think. Ian closes his eyes. Kay covers her face. Graham looks down. Siobhan retains a lost look of irritation, and Nick frowns with mild contempt.
Got it. Gokwan. Thank you very much. Gokwan. What?
They all look at him with exasperation. Time-lapse footage of the Olympic construction site. Then in the kitchen, where Sally's making a roll.
I mean, do we actually need to book anything anyway?
With one meeting over, there are already other issues waiting to be dealt with.
Well, I mean, I thought we might drop our bags at the hotel and then, you know, just wander out, have a drink, maybe find a little tapas bar somewhere and then just see how we... No, OK, fine. Book it. Yeah, OK. Bye. Right. Good. Good grief, Sally, that's enormous.
Do you like avocado?
Well, yes, I do. I love avocado.
It's nice,
but
isn't it?
No, I really ought to make my own sandwich.
Not a problem.
No, it would be
been terrific for circus skills in the whole of the Lee Valley. Of course, yes, I understand that. But what do you think about it, though? OK, well, I'll call you again tomorrow, then. I'll call you anyway. OK, bye.
Is that the taekwondo arena?
Yes, that was actually the guy who runs Rodolfo's travelling circus. I don't know whether you know them.
Rodolfo's.
Anyway, I fixed up a meeting to talk about a possible permanent home.
A permanent home for a travelling circus?
I mean, I think he was intrigued. He wasn't giving anything away.
No, I bet he wasn't.
It's an uphill battle, but we'll get there in the end. We're pretty damn close with the National Indoor Donkey Sanctuary people. It's a shame they got cold feet.
And presumably you've tried the taekwondo people.
Pardon?
Well, I'm pretty sure there's a British Taekwondo Association.
Right.
So, I mean, in terms of use for the taekwondo arena post-games, I would think a taekwondo arena would tick quite a lot of boxes.
Mm. Yes.
Actually, Sally, I really think you should stop there.
OK, sure. Not a problem.
From a sustainability point of view, the Olympics isn't really about sport at all. This whole thing starts when the sport ends.
Right, and presumably sustainability is actually very closely connected to legacy.
Beg your pardon?
Well, I just
it is not. They are not the same. They are not.
No, but in general,
sustainability is about using the Games as a catalyst for change.
Right.
It's about improving the quality of life in the East End of London and encouraging new ways of life across the whole of the UK that take into account our debt, not just to the past, but also to the future.
Right.
Whereas legacy is totally different.
Yes. Yes, I see.
In a corridor.
Yeah.
No, but I think I did say.
No, absolutely understood. That would be a disaster. Well, what we thought was, if we give Boris some scissors to play with, and you know, the tape to cut, that should keep him happy.
Meanwhile, Ian has decided to go across town to pay a visit to PR company Perfect Curve.
Yes.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know who he is.
That's all good.
So this is Barney.
Hey. Hi.
With Thousand Day, now only a day away, he's keen to see how preparations for the 2012 website relaunch are going.
How's it going, Barn?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, there's a couple of things taking longer than we'd like, but, you know, that's normal. But
Okay, so this is, like, Ian, and he's, like... I mean, he's kind of, like, just head of deliverance or whatever.
And I am head of deliverance.
Barney Lumsden is head of Siobhan Sharp's online team.
When it's finished, we're going to have, like, text here. Bloggy stuff here, you've got your webcam here, RSS, Twitter feeds here, videos here.
Say about the clock?
Yeah, that's cool. We got like a live webcam situation going on here.
Yeah, we were looking at ways of trying to create a sense of urgency at the centre of the relaunch, you know, kind of like a ticking clock.
Yes.
And it was Barney who actually came up with the idea of literally, like, the clock.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey.
So from Friday onwards?
Tomorrow.
From Friday onwards, anyone who visits the 2012 website will see a live webcam image of the clock counting backwards towards the opening ceremony.
Right up to the start of the opening ceremony. Yeah, and what we're kind of trying to say is it's kind of like a dynamic thing. It's constantly in motion, you know, but also what we're saying is launch sequence has commenced. Mm. You know, okay, what's the matter? What's with the face?
Okay, right, the clock.
Okay, yeah, clock is sensational.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but how does it work exactly?
Okay. Okay, so the thing with the clock is, okay, so here's the thing with the clock. Okay, the great thing about the clock is that it's counting backwards.
Backwards in time or backwards in numbers?
Yeah, sure. Either. I mean both.
Right.
Absolutely. It's sensational.
It's pretty cool. Can we have a word?
Totally, yeah.
Oh, by the way, whilst I'm here,
yeah, sure,
it's probably
sure.
just me, but sure. This elliptic?
Right.
I mean, is that some kind of...
Yeah.
You know, is that,
yeah, no, that's just like, you
or
know,
is that going
yeah,
backwards
no, that's
as
just
well?
Like spelling.
Oh, right.
Sure.
Yeah, we can change that whenever you want.
Yeah, we can change that.
Good.
We want me to actually...
Well, why not?
He types Olympicum.
There. That better?
Well, I mean, it's different.
It's cool.
Give us 2 minutes.
Yeah, sure.
Bye-bye.
Hang loose.
First of all, okay.
Sure.
What is it with that guy?
What is it with him?
I mean, is he a close friend of yours or?
I mean, Barney's totally plugged in.
He's an idiot.
Ian is concerned that some of Siobhan's preparations for tomorrow may not be fully there.
Our online presence is a key part of who we are.
No, totally. I mean, it's virtually our virtual front door.
Yes, and it's virtually off its hinges.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, the thing is here. Okay. Okay, here's the thing with this. Okay. So the thing is.
Okay, Siobhan, forgive me if I haven't got time for the usual pleasantries.
Sure, that's cool.
But get that guy some new glasses. Get him some new hair,
sure.
if need be. Get a new guy. I don't care. Whatever. But this needs to be completely sorted by the morning. Okay,
sure, that's cool. No, I'm totally good with that.
Also,
sure.
With the clock,
completely.
I'm going to need a clear, unambiguous explanation of exactly how it works.
Sure.
Something that even Boris can grasp.
Okay.
Because I have to say, right now, I'm really struggling to understand
it. Absolutely cool.
Nighttime at the deliverance offices.
Kentish Town Road, Hornsey Rise.
Meanwhile, Graham Hitchens is burning the midnight oil. The new traffic light phasing trial has been live for 48 hours and is reaching a crucial stage.
That's quite interesting. Basically, that's resulted in traffic flows being significantly slower.
Slower?
Yeah, I know, it's mad. But I've been thinking about it, and I think it's because we've been trialling it in too small an area. I mean, you're talking about a system that is capable of making 6 billion decisions a second.
God, I mean, that's very decisive.
Yeah, so now what we're going to do is we're going to trial it in much bigger area.
Right.
Okay, so like the whole north and northeast London.
Right, and is that wise?
Yeah, it is.
Daytime and the roads are gridlocked. The 1,000-day clock's been placed on the South Bank.
Inevitably, it's Friday.
Where is he at this present time? He's still there. No way, no way.
But with people gathering outside London's Tate Modern for the official commissioning of Andrew Preston's 1,000-day clock and the start of the final countdown to London 2012, so far, there's no sign of either Sebastian Coe or Boris Johnson.
He's been stuck there for like an hour. I mean, this is just like somebody somewhere just hit pause, you know?
Well, OK, then I'll meet you at the airport, then. I'll meet you there. No, I won't. There's one every 15 minutes.
Meanwhile, Ian's own final countdown to Barcelona is also now underway.
Laura, the flight's not till 6:55. I won't, Laura. On this one occasion, I won't be useless, OK?
So, the latest effective as of now is that Seb is still in the Rotherhithe Tunnel.
Great.
Yeah, also, the central line is down because of unforeseen improvement works.
What about Boris?
Sure.
Isn't he on his bike?
OK, so Boris is currently under police protection.
Right. Do you want to explain that?
Sure. Totally. Boris was threatened by a bunch of cabbies because they were angry about the traffic chaos.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think what we may be looking at here is delaying.
No, we can't delay it, Siobhan. The whole point is, could you take those off?
Sure.
The whole point is, it has to be counting down precisely to the start of the opening ceremony. That's the whole point of today.
Okay, so what we do. Okay, here's the thing. Okay. So here's where we're at with that. Okay, here's what.
Okay, now you're babbling.
Sure.
So, the clock.
With both his star speakers now apparently involved in Graham Hitchens' new traffic light phasing trial, Ian knows he's running out of time, even if it's not clear which way time is going.
So, here's the thing. Okay, here's where we're at with this. Okay, the clock is going to be, it's going to be counting down 1,000 days backwards to 2012.
Right, or backwards from 2012,
yeah,
in
sure,
fact.
Exactly.
Well, there's a difference, Siobhan.
Okay, well, if you want to be...
I mean, this is really,
you know, I mean,
quite
whether it's from or to, I mean, that's
no,
just like...
No,
I mean,
it's not, Siobhan.
Okay. I mean, get over it.
Right, I'm going to ask him.
Okay, Anthony can
I don't
be
care,
a
I'm
okay,
sorry.
He's a brilliant guy.
Hi.
Hey, Anthony, this is Ian Fletcher, head of deliverance for 2012.
Okay, so?
Okay, Ian, this is Anthony Preston.
Ian is about to be reminded that the artist isn't always the best person to ask to explain his own creation in actual words.
Need to double check how it actually looks.
Totally.
So tomorrow, for instance, unless I've got this wrong, it's going to be reading 26th of July, 2012.
Sure. Totally.
Which is the day before the Olympics.
Absolutely, it's cool.
What is it with you guys?
So, but in 1,000 days' time...
It's not fucking complicated.
No, well, good. So in 1,000 days' time from now, for instance...
OK, so in 1,000 days, it'll be...
So he's
you
doing
see
my
point?
Fucking head in.
OK, everything's totally cool.
So basically, just to be clear about this, am I right in thinking that at the start of the Olympics in 2012, this clock will be reading... Well, it'll be now. It'll be today.
Totally, yeah, totally. Sure, yeah, that's cool. Absolutely cool.
All right, he's gone. Great.
To the press.
We're very excited to be working with Anthony Preston.
Having at last succeeded in clarifying the clock's unique design concept, Ian is now faced with explaining it to the waiting press.
Why is it counting the wrong way, then?
It isn't counting the wrong way.
Well, surely it should be counting towards the games rather than backwards away from them.
No, not at all. If you want my personal take, I think the clock is a powerful and at the same time playful comment on time itself. After all, every year we put the clocks forward, but time goes back. For now, as we stand here today, the clock points us towards our destination. When we arrive, it will be reminding us of this day and of the journey we've all taken.
But with still no sign of either Sebastian Coe or Boris Johnson, Ian has reached the point where he has to make a decision.
I don't know who it was who said that it's when all the wheels come off at once you find out who you really are. I think it's all very well as an expression, but the problem with that is that when that happens, what you nearly always find out is that you're the driver. Still, handbrake off.
Having dealt with one problem, he is now faced with an even bigger one.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I think we'll...
How to formally introduce the public commissioning of the 1,000-day clock when neither of the people due to perform that task have managed to make it to the ceremony.
As you know, London 2012 is very much the people's games, which is why, incidentally, I'm pleased to be able to announce formally today that Peter Andre has agreed to be our principal torchbearer for London 2012.
Yay!
The media remain completely impassive.
And in that spirit, I think it would only be appropriate and very much in line with the essence of London 2012 to invite a member of the public to perform the honour of winding up and starting Anthony Preston's magnificent 1,000-day clock. So, Siobhan, if you'd like to perhaps get that process underway, finding a member of the public to wind up.
Excuse me. So, my name's Siobhan Sharp. Would you come in? No, okay. Hey there. Hello. My name's Siobhan Sharp.
Professionally, Ian has succeeded in turning a potential disaster into a triumph.
This is Sadie, who's 65 from Surrey. She's just a member of the public, just an ordinary, normal... OK, just wind it round. That's it. This is Andy Preston, our artist.
Anthony.
Sadie. Great. If you'd just like to turn round. And if you just turn round, could we come round to the front of the clock, please?
But it's becoming increasingly clear to him that if he's going to be on the flight to Barcelona, he needs to leave for Liverpool Street Station before it's too late to get there.
Just come in the middle, please. Thanks. Okay.
Laura, I'm doing my best. No, we're moving again now. Honestly, we're flying along. I'll be with you in no time.
But there are some things that even the head of deliverance for London 2012 can't control. And the science of traffic light phasing turns out to be one of them.
So what happens if she gets on the plane and yes. you don't make it?
Yes. Well, let's not count our chickens.
No,
so it's all good.
Ian looks out of the window with concern at the crawling traffic. At the office, Graham's still testing the traffic control system. Coming next on 2012.
My name's Siobhan Sharp. I'm head of brand for London 2012, and I'll be your tour guide today.
Can I just say, I have no idea where this guy's going.
Well, let's just assume for the moment that he doesn't know where it's going.
Right, fine.
Forgive me, I'm not interested in how this happened. I'm interested in getting to the Olympic Park by 11:45 at the latest.
He could get away a bit earlier.
When you say early...
Whoa, OK.
What we don't want to do is end up going through the Blackwall Tunnel, OK?
So where are we up to?
Right, yeah.
No! We'll end up in bloody Stansted Airport.
Just keep him there for 10 more minutes, OK?
If you... So we'll base... Actually, what roundabout is this?
There may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music...
What does Britain produce that we can be proud of? Evan Davis with Made in Britain tonight at 11:35. And now over on BBC Three, Nathan goes missing in Angry Boys.
Let's face the music. And I...